The Huntington Theater Company in Boston is forging new territory with its world premiere of the play titled I Was Most Alive With You. That's because director and playwright Craig Lucas insists that all shows be performed in two languages, English and American Sign Language.
Any deaf person or any hearing person can come to any of the performances of the play and be assured that they are seeing what everyone else saw. Normally, there are designated performances, which I feel is like putting Rosa Parks at the back of the bus.
WBUR's Andrea Shea explains what it took to create this unique production.
A recent rehearsal makes it immediately clear this play is different. Writer and director Craig Lucas has a little trouble getting an actor's attention.
Tad, for the purposes of everybody, Tad, oh yeah, he's deaf. I keep forgetting.
In one scene, 11 people are on stage. That's four more than the seven actors in the credits.
The Hallmark Channel. It's a slam dunk. Come on, we gotta go for it.
Most everyone is singing, but some are doing it with their hands. Deaf theater veteran Sabrina Dennison explains through her American Sign Language interpreter Katie Snyder what makes this production unique.
What we always have are two interpreters that are off stage and producing the sign language of that play. But what it ends up being like is a tennis match. You have to look between the stage and the interpreter and the stage and the interpreter, and it's exhausting. This has no tennis match.
That's because this play includes shadow interpreters, people smack in the middle of the action, creating a richer experience for deaf audiences. They stand behind, next to, or across from the other actors and translate their spoken English into American Sign Language, or ASL. As the play's director of artistic sign language, it's Dennison's job to orchestrate the signs both deaf and hearing theatergoers see on stage.
The hand movements, the facial expressions, it is an art. And being able to hear and see what that is simultaneously, that's the real gem of this play.
The play revolves around a young, gay, deaf, alcoholic ASL interpreter. He and his family are dealt loss after loss. His mother refuses to learn ASL, so she talks a lot in the play. Dennison cast a deaf actress, Amelia Hensley, to shadow interpret the actress playing the mom.
The first time that Amelia got to be up on stage and did her rendition with the actor next to her, I got goosebumps. This was equal access. This is what access is in two languages.
For those of us with no Hebrew or ASL to our pitiful names, would someone translate the sukkah?
Every year.
Yes, every year. I'm still me.
On stage, Henley transforms verbal dialogue into visual gestures using her hands, arms, and entire body. Her eyes go wide, then squint as her face scrunches and opens up to convey emotion. Through her ASL interpreter, Jackie Emmert, the actress says it's gratifying to be part of a production with so many different deaf roles, which she says playwrights rarely create.
They will incorporate someone in a minor role who doesn't ever learn to sign, who has to speak and read lips. But there are so many deaf children who are starving for these deaf role models. Yes, American Sign Language is beautiful, of course. And so finally to have Craig include us in a play at the forefront of it is a gift. It's rare. And we're not 100% sure Craig even really knows what he's in for.
I knew that I wanted to write a play for some deaf actors.
That's partly because playwright and director Craig Lucas was eager to work with the deaf actor Russell Harvard, who plays the lead in the show, and also because the writer wanted to create a new level of accessibility. But to pull it off, even though the writer says he studied American Sign Language for 20 years, Lucas needed someone to translate his nuanced dialogue into ASL.
Because the play is often written in a heightened language, one that has some poetry to it, the feeling was that the ASL should also be not simply functional, but that it should have an eloquence and a beauty to it. And as Auden said, what gets lost in the translation is the poetry.
And it's a challenge because it's not always going to be exactly the same.
That's Director of Artistic Sign Language Sabrina Dennison again, speaking through her interpreter, Katie Snyder. Dennison says she's been working with Lucas since 2013 to translate his play into ASL, which includes lyrical passages from the Book of Job.
What's important is that the meaning behind it is still conveyed.
The team even had to create new signs to capture the emotional truth, symbolism, mood, and tone in the playwright's words. Hearing actress Mariana Basham had to learn ASL for her part in the play and calls the experience eye-opening.
You have a line, then Sabrina and her associate Katie and my shadow interpreter will all get together and go, what is the best sign for this? And I had no idea how many options there were and how much nuance there was.
For theatergoers who don't know ASL, it's translated into text projected above the stage. Sounds like there's a lot going on, because there is. There's even a note in the playbill warning hearing audiences that the level of visual stimulation might be overwhelming. Playwright Craig Lucas just hopes his new work will connect with everyone.
That said, there are deaf audiences who do not speak ASL. And there are hearing audiences who do speak ASL. And to be totally inclusive, there are hearing audiences that don't read very well. So there's always going to be someone who finds it insufficient.
Even if being totally inclusive is impossible, Lucas says it's definitely been worth trying. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.